Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Tribe Family Channel's Voices of Wisdom. I am the host and creator, Beverly Black, and it is an honor, privilege, and a pleasure to be broadcasting on today's day, June 22nd, 2017, which would have been the 60th birthday of my dear sister, Rachel Berry, who, if it had not been for her, I would not be on the radio. I am so blessed to have this show and our season of Voices of Wisdom sponsored by Genius is Common. And today's guest is Evangelist Alveda C. King, who is holding on standby, waiting to speak to me. And we're going to have a wonderful show. Let me just tell you a little bit about our guest. She currently serves as a pastoral associate and director of civil rights for the unborn, the African American Outreach for Priests for Life and Gospel of Life Ministries. She is also a voice for the Silent No More Awareness Campaign, sharing her testimony of two abortions, God's forgiveness and healing. And she also received my testimony when I admitted on air for the first time of my own two abortions to Dr. Alveda King. And she had me so dearly and so lovingly place my hand on my heart. And she spoke words of empowerment and forgiveness and healing to my spirit. And I will always be forever thankful and grateful to her for that. She is also the daughter of the late civil rights activist, Reverend A.D. King, and his wife, Naomi Barber King. Alveda grew up in the civil rights movement led by her uncle, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Her family home in Birmingham, Alabama, was bombed, as was her father's church office in Louisville, Kentucky. Alveda was jailed during the open housing movement. She sees the pro-life movement as a continuation of the civil rights struggle. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, who I dearly dub the Queen of Kings, Dr. Alveda King. How are you doing, lovely queen?
Good evening, queen, to you, my creative sister in Christ. God bless you. Beverly, this is Alveda. Hello, listeners. And I am really doing, I guess that's the best answer.
Well, amen, 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 queen. And it is an honor and a privilege and a pleasure once again to have you here on the panel, to hear your voice and to know that you are going strong, continuing in your calling in the civil rights movement and carrying that torch for the King family. Now, I know you generally are so busy, and I'm not going to keep you. So we're going to jump right into it because I want to cover your books. I want to cover how you first got involved with the pro-life movement and talk more about the Silent No More awareness campaign that you're involved in. So tell us, where did the pro-life movement begin for you within the civil rights movement?
Well, my pro-life movement began in my mother's womb in 1950 when the Birth Control League had changed its name to Planned Parenthood, and they were advocating abortion in the black community, but they didn't call it that because it was illegal. So they were doing DNCs to teach women about their bodies, and if you had an unexplained female situation that was bothering you, you could come and see them, and they could do exploratory procedure called a DNC and see what was going on. So a lot of women were getting abortions in those days. They were also pushing something that was relatively new, chemical artificial birth control with sterilization, tubal ligations, vasectomies for the men, tying the women's tubes and new birth control pills and shots and all of that. My mother had become pregnant. She was engaged to marry my dad, but she was entering into college, and she didn't want to be a mother yet. And so she was trying to talk her mom into this procedure for mysterious female ailment. And my granddaddy told her, he said, "I saw that baby in a dream 3 years ago. You can't abort that baby. She's a little girl with bright skin and bright red hair, and she's going to bless many people." So my grandfather spoke life to me. And then later when I was sick, yeah, I know I'm saying it fast, but I was sick years later. And I bought the lies of Planned Parenthood like many people did, thinking it was a blob of tissue and this and that. And I had 2 secret abortions, and a miscarriage that was related to the damage. In the mid-70s, I was going to abort another baby, and I mentioned it to my grandfather, the same one who had saved me. But that was a family secret up until that point. And I said, "I'm going down to Planned Parenthood to get an abortion. It won't hurt. It's like pulling a tooth or a blob of tissue." He said, "You know, that's my great-grandchild, and you can't do it." And so Daddy King put me on the pro-life path without my even knowing it. And then in the mid-70s, he proclaimed that over my son. And then in 83, I became born again. And so God has been so merciful, Beverly, that I'm the mother of 6 living children. I've conceived 9, 2 aborted and 1 miscarried in heaven, but I've repented. The Lord has forgiven me like he forgave the woman at the well and the woman caught in the act. So that's my short story, the short testimony of pro-life. And then I went to work for Priest for Life about 12 years ago. And I am now director of Civil Rights for the Unborn with Priest for Life. And we also head up, I am a national spokesperson for the Silent No More Awareness Campaign and the Rachel's Vineyard Healing Ministry. And all of that is available at priestforlife.org, along with my book, AmericaReturnToGod.com. And my music, believe it or not, is on iTunes. I'll Be the King. You can download me singing. So that's some of the things that I have been doing, Beverly.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And that's why I call you the Queen of Kings, because, you know, you are a busy woman, and I appreciate, you know, that fast version. I know that, you know, you have a lot of things going on, a plethora of things. So let's talk about your books, and then we're going to get to one of your books that I really want you to tell people about, is How Can the Dream Survive If We Murder the Children? We're going to save that one for last. So,
yes, Dr. Beverly, we will get to it. We will. Okay.
So now this book, give our listeners, read the title, read the excerpt online, and ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to Tribe Family Channel's Voices of Wisdom, so named after Rachel Berry, my sister, aka author Lady Serenity. She is the reason why I am able to do what I'm doing today. My guest is none other than the legendary Queen of Kings, Dr. Alveda King, from the civil rights family of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and her own father and mother were civil rights leaders. So,
and my mother
we're going
still
to...
is. My mom is still living. Mom Naomi is still here with
oh,
us.
Oh, praise
heading up the
God.
AGKingFoundation.com. Yes, she's still here.
Amen. And you must tell us all about her and give our love to her. Before we get off of the air, I want you to tell our listeners how they can know more about what she's doing and continuing the civil rights legacy. Now, your book,
Thank you.
America, Return to God. It's my pleasure. Always, this is your third time here. This is family. You are truly in the tribe
Thank
family.
You. Thank you.
Now, your book, America, Return to God, Repent from Sin, Rebuild the Wall, Repair the Gates, Restore the Dream. On Amazon, the excerpt says, one reason that America borders on the brink of economic disaster and constant violent upheaval is we have turned blind eyes and deaf ears to the plight of our brothers and sisters. Like Cain, who killed his brother Abel, we have despised good and have turned away from caring about what happens to others. We must humble ourselves as Nehemiah did. When I heard these things, I sat down and wept. For some days I mourned and fasted and prayed before the God of heaven. Nehemiah 1:4, New International Version. Amazingly, in 2015, there emerged an unlikely presidential candidate who wanted to make America great again. He spoke of building a wall around America's borders. The people became fearful, the naysayers furious, yet the talk of America's wall continued. Finally, 21st century America has taken notice that something more is required if there is hope for America. Yes, there's hope, and there is still time to return to God and rebuild God's wall of protection around our nation. If we sincerely desire to rebuild, there is much to be learned from lessons in the book of Esther, Ezreal, and Nehemiah. It's the season of the hidden prophets to speak out. Now, without getting political, because, you know, we're not going to turn this into a political arena, but tell us, how does America return to God, especially after taking the Plymouth Rock out of the, you know, state capital, and just doing so many things that you would deem turns away from God? How do you see America becoming great again in God's eyes?
Well, you know, I'm so glad you said we're not going to become political, because there are frequencies in the atmosphere. And, you know, like radio frequencies, TV frequencies now, internet frequencies, satellite frequencies, and political frequencies are low frequencies. And so what we want to do is get on the spiritual frequency, and then the frequency of love and truth. And so we're not going to be able to return to God by telling people to vote Democrat or Republican. We're going to have to get people to read the Bible and hear the Lord and hear what the Word of God is saying and do God's will. And that is how you return to God, through prayer and action, loving each other. You know, there's a more excellent way that we hear all the time. What is the more excellent way? And that's to love each other and to stop this race baiting and race fighting. And there's one race, human, of one blood. God made all people to live together on the face of the earth. If we're one blood, my uncle was right, we really can, and that's Martin Luther King Jr., folks, we really can learn to live together as brothers and sisters and not perish as fools, because we are one blood, one race. Now, we have different ethnic groups, so people can't run around saying they're colorblind. Because if you're colorblind, Jesus gives sight to the blind, you need to go to the eye doctor. So we have to see our color. Of course we do. And acknowledge the beauty of our ethnicity, but still love each other as brothers and sisters. That is how you return to God, by obeying the Lord. And I was not even talking about a political wall in my book when it's on the cover. We're talking about the kind of wall that Ezra and Nehemiah built, or the things that were happening in the time of Queen Esther. Or go over to Deborah the prophetess and Jael, the lady that put the hammer up to Caesarea the general's head and drove that pin through his head and ended a war. So there are so many things that we, as men and women in the 21st century, whether we're the young millennials or the mature people like me, we can come together. And that's what I mean. Even when I ask that question, how can the dream survive if we murder the children, or how can the dream survive abortion, I've been saying lately. So these are all things that we're going to have to think about, consider, and move along and move through.
Amen, amen, amen.
Did I just
thank you. Yes, you did. And you know what? I love it. I love it because, you know, the show is recorded live and archived, and I love going back listening to the gems drop. So you just do your thing. Now, King rules 10 truths for you, your family, and our nation to prosper. And you have on the cover, who's on the cover of that book? I see your Uncle Martin Luther King Jr. on the right.
He's on the right. My dad is on the left, and Daddy King is in the center. And people became accustomed to saying that ML and AD, that's my dad and Akko, were the sons of thunder. And then people say, well, if they were the sons, then Daddy King had to be the thunder. And so that's the kind of thing that said, and we're having a good time with that. So that one is available. Uh-huh. I think it's still on Amazon. And how can
it absolutely is. Well, now let me tell our listeners about that one. Do you still have a little bit of time, or what's your time
I
looking like?
Do.
So I'll know.
All right. It's getting short, but I'm still here with you.
Okay, I appreciate you. You know I love you. Now look, in King Rules, the niece of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. shares the message in a deeply personal collection of hard-learned lessons, timeless truths and foundational principles. Dr. Alveda King's words are lovingly crafted yet refreshingly blunt at a time when bluntness is needed to counter the forces of moral drift and empty relativism. Ooh, I love that. Beginning with a vulnerable admission of her own wounds and wanderings, Alveda unfolds 11 core values that have guided her family through generations of triumph and tragedy and have played a pivotal role in fostering revolutionary change in society. Out of the heart of compassion, she dispenses wise meditations on bedrock subjects, including faith and family, peace and justice, education, and civic life. With thoughtful conviction, she also boldly tackles topics considered divisive in our postmodern world, from abortion and sexuality to gun control and marriage laws. The King Rules is a page-turning narrative that blends eyewitness history with grandmotherly wisdom. And as J.C. Watts writes in the foreword, the book is more than Alveda's story. It is an account of the beliefs that redirected the course of a nation, that left us a legacy that hopefully will guide us again. Now let's talk about the beliefs that redirected the course of a nation and what prompted you to write this book.
Well, I believe as we consider, and you hear background noise, I can't control it now. I'm so sorry. You got to hear some.
That's all right. I'm over here too. It's a no worries. It is 102 degrees over here. We have the fans, the air conditioner, the air going, the door open and closing, family environment. We're not worried about that. This is a conversation between you and I.
Hallelujah. But,
amen.
You know, Jesus said there would be wars and rumors of wars, and through every generation since the fall of humanity, we've had all this murder, sin, war, sex trafficking, all these things have been around. But we have this truth that God's love never fails. So whether it's racism or human trafficking or poverty or sickness or just every evil that you could think of, we still have God. And that's going to be the foundation of anything that I write moving forward, whether it's my music, whether it's my books, anything scholarly, and with me preaching as an evangelist. We are going to have to hold on, dear Beverly, to God's unchanging hand. I've got too much noise. I'm going to have to break away from you. I can't control the noise in the background. But I'm
no worries.
Your listeners. Yeah.
And I'm so thankful and grateful for the time that you have taken with us. You be blessed. Enjoy your family. You know you are the Queen of Kings to me, and you continue to do what you're doing. And thank you for taking out the time, okay?
Okay, God bless you.
All right, bye-bye. And God bless you too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
salvation. No change to increase by it. Built by love, sky high. Send that boy off to die.
Everybody thinks we're on the mother. Who are they to judge us? Mother, mother, simply call me sweet where I am on the mother.
Tribe Family Channel, oh, Voices of Wisdom.